Hello, friends, and welcome to today's episode of the Self-Improvement Project. I hope you're all well. It is currently mid-morning here in Scotland, and I am sitting in front of what might be the most glorious morning of the year so far. At around 15 degrees Celsius, the sun is beaming down on the trees in front of me, and it was the first morning of the year where I was able to sit outside in order to read a little bit, write a little bit, drink coffee a little bit. So I hope you are somewhere as serene and being able to enjoy the joy that the weather can bring, especially in the morning. There's not a better time of day, in my opinion, than that initial half an hour after waking up where you can have your coffee, you can have your time, and you can be at peace. Today, very similar aspect where it is thoughts triggering thoughts. Thoughts about life triggering more thoughts about life, and me just taking the time and space to share them with you. So I hope you are in a place where, a nest almost, where you have that time to yourself, that slight isolation where you can consolidate, you can clarify your thoughts, but then feel refreshed in order to use them effectively in your life, to use them to be loved, to give love, to enjoy the tough side of life, to enjoy the risks that you can take. To enjoy the depth that life gives as well. I want to talk a little bit today about you directing your own movie. And what I mean by that is creating stories for yourself. A slightly common narrative in the field of self-improvement is discipline. It's discipline of living a certain way, never slipping up, only doing things that are good for you, the healthy things. And whilst all of this is true, it's so important to have things that you enjoy, things that you and your perspective can influence on your life. You can make it interesting. You can make it fun. You can make it one of a kind. And one of the reasons I say this is that life is there to be enjoyed. It is there to be full of joy for yourself. Whether that's a funny story at your expense, which, let's be honest, happens to everybody at some stage of their life. It's to do the risky, the bold thing. It's to take your foot off the gas a little bit and do something a little bit fun. It's to try something new. It's to do something exciting. But you are the director of this. You are the person doing all the editing, making all the decisions, and filming this wonderful life. I know I would certainly want to be at the end of my life and look back and think of all the fun things that I did as well as respecting myself, my mind, my body, my life, the love in my life, the relationships I have, whilst having fun with it. There'll be times where things are tough, and again, you've got that choice where you need to think about when life is tough, when you are suffering, like everybody does experience, how are you choosing to act? Are you doing the thing that is going to help you? Are you doing the thing that makes things interesting in the future? One of my points being that, and I talk about this a lot on the podcast, that things go quickly. Life goes quickly. You can choose to stay in line and live the way that you're told to and respond the way that you are told to with everything. But this is also your life. This is the life that you're getting to write. I'm not saying to be irresponsible with it, but certainly don't make it a boring one. Make it one that you would be proud to stick your name on for people to watch, knowing that you created it. There is nothing more interesting than a compelling story told by somebody who has lived through it, and the lessons that come from that as well. We can always learn from lessons, but absorbing them in, from an entertainment point of view, can be just as valuable, especially when that happens in our own life as well. Guys, I'm going to leave you with that today. A special Friday treat for you. Otherwise, have a wonderful weekend. I hope you enjoy some of my writing on Sunday, and I will see you all next time. Cheers.